it's unfortunate in the ESV that it's been translated as a future. It says, your son will live. But that's not what Jesus says. He says, just simply, present tense, your son lives. It's a present tense verb. Now, this is really important because what Jesus says to the nobleman is deliberately ambiguous. It only promises life on earth for the moment. And by the time the nobleman gets home, which is going to be like 24 hours later or close to it, the boy could be dead. So the real miracle here, I mean, the greatest thing that happens here, really, greater than any sign or wonder, is that the man believes the word of Jesus even though he doesn't really know what it means. I mean, he knows it's true. He knows it's real. He believes that his son lives for the moment. And what he believes more significantly is that when he gets home to Capernaum, it won't matter if the son is still alive or the son has died because Jesus has promised the boy lives. And that means that even if he does die, he's going to live, that death is a farce, that death is already coming undone in the Messiah, in the promise of God to make atonement for the sinful world and for sinful men. And he believes that, he trusts that. When Jesus says that, he accepts that as enough, and he goes home believing that one way or another, his son is going to live forever, even if, God forbid, the nobleman has to live for a time on earth without his son.